理课堂听 class.com
Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome to Advanced Class. We hope that you'll enjoy the lesson today as we talk about Hollywood studios and entertainment technology. We're glad you're all here with us today. We have our panelists today. This is a subject that is not that easy to talk about, and yet we're talking about things that are fun. We're talking about movies like Shrek and Shark's Tale. Now, how can this subject be so hard when we're just talking about entertainment, Ethan?
Well, I think what's interesting is that we're talking about both the technology side and the process and how it's done, but also looking at the business side and how HP and IBM and Sun Microsystems and some of the other big information technology names have gotten involved in the movie-making business.
Okay, so in advance, we not only talk about the entertaining part, but we talk about what's behind. And this is why it's advanced class. And it is a very advanced class, isn't it, Esther?
That's right. We learned many good words yesterday. And, for example, one of the words we learned was gargantuan.
Well, what does it mean, since you said we learned it? What does it mean?
It means huge.
Huge, big.
Very large.
Okay. And it's always good to have Pam with us when she's visiting from the States. We're glad that she's still working for us in the States, but it's really nice to have her in the studio. So, Pam, what do you think of this lesson? It's not very easy.
It's not an easy article. It's not super hard, but because it deals with the technology end of this business, and it is a business article, we're looking at three different elements within one article, but we're here to try to help our students understand it, our listeners, and to help us understand it better as well.
So actually what we're talking about is computing services. Now, if you wanted to just do an article on computing services, you could talk about servers, databases, places to save your files. You could talk about all kinds of computing services that companies make. We have T-Lines, T1, T2, T3, that they have broadband, and you can rent space on there and have faster service. Oh, there's all kinds of things you could talk about. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about a certain thing in computing services.
Well, and I think what's really interesting is we're talking about the entertainment industry, and yesterday we had a quote by one of the people from IBM, and they say, this industry, the entertainment industry, lends itself to on-demand particularly well because it's driven by big projects with lots of peaks and a crunch time. And so it's an industry that really lends itself where it's available, and they're seeing that there is a need, and they can now meet this need.
Okay.
And the reason, Doris, that we're talking about Hollywood and the computer industry together is because we're talking about computer-animated feature films and how they have begun collaborating and working together to produce these films.
So since we're talking about these kind of cartoons or animated feature films, what company are we talking about that has made such progress that it's come to be really one of the hot customers for people that are in entertainment technology? What company is that?
We're talking about Hewlett-Packard, or HP, and for our listeners, maybe you have one of their printers, maybe you've heard of their computer products, but they actually also provide entertainment technology companies computing services.
And what company are we talking about that's making the films?
We're talking about DreamWorks, and this is the movie producers. They've produced many, many animated movies as well as feature films, and probably some of the most famous are Shrek 2, Shark Tale. Those ones have just come out recently. Also this summer, a movie called Madagascar is coming out from them.
Okay. So these are the kind of things now that people like to see. Now, in the past, people didn't like cartoons as much. Well, they liked them, but they were mostly for kids. Now, these are not really just made for kids.
That's exactly right, Doris. I remember my mother would always take us to see whatever the newest Disney movie was, but it wasn't necessarily entertaining for her. We enjoyed it, but the humor and the entertainment was for children. Now, when you go to a movie like Shrek or Shrek 2, the humor really is written on more of an adult level. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, and sometimes they have very adult themes, and they try to add aspects of the movie that would appeal to children or people of all ages.
Mm-hmm. They try to make these movies so you can go with your children and all enjoy it. I know the big movie, The Lion King, that came out, I thought it was more for adults than it was for children. It was very deep psychological things involved in it. That was a Disney one, wasn't
right.
it? The Lion King.
That's right.
That's right. And I think one of the interesting things, and we'll mention it again a little later, is that now with these new utility rendering services, they can rent this, is they are now able to spend more time on the storyline, on the character development, at the DreamWorks studios rather than having to just spend all their computer time on the rendering process.
I wonder if we'd ever take a survey if we could find out whether people would rather watch a movie with real people in it or whether they'd watch animated feature films. What would you vote for, Esther?
I think I would vote for movies with real people because I like real people. It seems more personable.
I think I would agree, but I think what's interesting is that with the animation factor, everyone is trying to make things look lifelike, and so maybe one day we'll be watching an animated feature that's done all by computers, but we think it tricks our eyes, we think is pretty much real.
I think Roger Rabbit was one of the first ones that we noticed that these computer things are talking to people, and Roger Rabbit was right in there acting with real actors.
I remember that movie, Doris. We took our kids to see it, and it was the first one, as far as I know, that used the animated creatures reacting with and interacting with human beings.
And there have been several since then, haven't there? Playing basketball, doing all kinds of things.
Space Jam. Mm-hmm.
Space Jam, different ones. So I kind of like movies when there's really people acting all the way through, but you don't find many of those anymore.
Right.
There's always special effects on them.
Right, and with a lot of movies nowadays, the dialogue or the story isn't very strong, so they have to use a lot of special effects.
Right, so it's kind of hard to get good writers to write good stories and have people act them out.
And, you know, that's interesting because, as we'll find out as we go along, creating the special effects is very, very expensive. I would think it would be a lot cheaper to write a good plot, a good storyline, and have two or three actors deliver it well.
But they say people don't want to see that anymore. It's too dull. It's not exciting unless you have all these superhuman, impossible things happen or people turn into space creatures or something else. But it's not very realistic, is it?
No, I think people nowadays, they have different wants and needs. So that's why they have to create these movies to meet what people
right.
want.
But it is a miracle, though, that they can do this. So when you get down to crunch time, that means that it's time to push everything together. It's time. The deadline is there. And there's a little sign here that looks like, well, if you go to the movies where they say take the next film, it says as crunch time approaches, you have to get the pixels out the door. And we see the word pixels quite a bit.
Yes, we have digital cameras, and pixels are just the dots. So if you have a picture that has the dots are very closely connected, then your pictures will be a lot clearer.
Okay, so let's go into crunch time anyway, and we're going to read today's lesson. Let's just read the first few paragraphs.
Crunch time. When crunch time came with the production of Shrek 2, DreamWorks tapped all of its 1,000 computers. But that wasn't enough. So it plugged into HP's utility rendering service, effectively borrowing another 500 powerful computer servers at HP. During the rendering process, a computer takes software instructions from a programmer and creates an image out of millions of digital dots known as pixels. All told, DreamWorks used 10 million computer hours to complete the movie, more than three times the computing power it used in the first Shrek. Much of the production in Shrek was dedicated to rendering human faces. They had to look like the real thing. The character's hair had to move just right, and light had to bounce off objects and produce shadows in precisely the right way. If not, the animations would destroy the illusion of reality and distract the viewer. Because the artists had the utility rendering service at their disposal, Ken Bielenberg, visual effects supervisor on Shrek 2, said they didn't have to plunder computing power from Madagascar, which was being worked on at the same time. Now DreamWorks plans to use its own in-house computers at the beginning of every film, then finish production with HP's utility rendering service.
Okay, now the crunch time's coming in with Shrek 2, and tell us more about that.
Well, it says DreamWorks tapped all of its 1,000 computers, but that wasn't enough. And to tap means to use, and so they had 1,000 computers, which we would think is a lot, but it still wasn't enough to do the complicated rendering that they needed.
1,000 computers wasn't enough.
So what did they do? We learned in day one that they collaborated with HP. So in this case, once again, they plugged into or they began to use or get involved with HP's utility rendering service.
So what did they do then?
It says that they borrowed another 500 powerful computer servers at HP. They rented them.
Yesterday, Ethan, you told us about rendering. Could you explain to us what rendering means again, please?
Well, in the next sentence, we see that during the rendering process, a computer takes software instructions from a programmer and creates an image out of the millions of dots known as pixels. And so what it's doing is it's taking all these computer dots and changing them into something that when we see it is pleasurable. We actually see a picture rather than just a bunch of little dots.
Well, that's the way computers work anyway. When we type up something or see pictures, there's a lot of dots behind it, aren't there?
Yes, and so it's taking, the programmer puts in the outline dots, and then the rendering process helps to fill in all the small ones in between.
Now, this next statement is amazing to me, Doris. We see on line 26 and 27, that it took 10 million computer hours to complete the movie. And that's more than three times the computing power that it took to make the movie Shrek, the first one.
10 million computer hours. That's just more than I can even think of. It's really, can you imagine 10 million computer hours to make that movie? See that big long line of machines there? I guess they needed to use a whole bunch of them to do that, didn't they?
Well, it says they used 1,000 of their own and then 500 of HP's. So that's 1,500 computers. And even with that many computers, you're still talking about a very long period of time for 10 million hours.
You know, when I think of computers, I think of the kind we have sitting on our desks with screens and everything. But when I look at this photo here on page 23, I realize that they're just talking about the computer as the part that we don't think about. We think about the screen, but there's no screens or anything on these. These are just the computer machines all stacked one on top of another. So you're looking at a lot of computers, but it doesn't look at what we would think about for computers. We think of them sitting on desks,
right?
Don't we?
Mm-hmm. So it's just the hardware,
yes,
Doris, that they're using to do the rendering portion.
What I find fascinating is the next line on page 24. It says that much of the production truck was dedicated to rendering human faces.
Mm-hmm.
So just making the different human faces took a lot of time.
And I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday. That really is one of their goals, to make the computer-generated creatures more and more lifelike. They want to fool us into thinking, or into really forgetting that they were made on a computer.
I imagine a lot of kids think that there is somebody like Shrek.
Probably.
Well, and I think one of the interesting things and important things is that when you are watching one of these, they are trying to draw you into the story, make you involved in the story. And if the movie doesn't involve that, doesn't have, it destroys the illusion of reality, as they say, lower down. You really do lose that sense. You can't be as pulled in or involved in the story.
Right. If you look at a cartoon from 20 or 30 years ago and compare it to a cartoon we have now, such as Shrek, then you see that the human, their expressions, they can look happy and sad and cry, and they all look so real.
I know. Right now, when you try to do what they call 2D animation and 3D animation, sometimes in our studio classroom program we try to do that. There's a little face there and the mouth moves, but it doesn't move me very much because it doesn't have too much to it. It's just very, very little animation on it. But when you see these characters, they look like they're alive. So there's a big difference from what we usually see on these little tiny animations with this kind of movie animation.
Mm-hmm. And Doris, we have seen a huge amount of progress in a very short period of time. Because I believe that Toy Story was the very first full-length computer animated film. And if you were to watch that movie today and then compare it watch Shrek 2 and compare it to the special effects, you'll see an amazing amount of progress and difference in the two.
Well, I think a lot of people maybe have seen or will be seeing the one Madagascar that we're going to talk about. The next paragraph talks about that. Because the artists had this, what they call utility rendering service. They had the possibility of doing this. They would draw something and they could get it rendered or make it into a form that would move at their disposal. It was there for them to use. When something's at your disposal, that means it is yours to use. It's convenient for you.
That's right. And so what's nice is that DreamWorks was working on several projects at one time. They were working on Shrek 2, but at the same time, Madagascar. And so because they could use the HP computers, they had them at their disposal, they didn't have to plunder computer time from Madagascar. They didn't have to take away time from one project for the more pressing one.
It's interesting here that this Ken Billenberg, he's a visual effects supervisor on Shrek 2. Now, if you would meet this fellow, Ken, and you say, what do you do? And he says, well, I'm a visual effects supervisor. You wouldn't ordinarily know, what does that mean? What do you do? Now people have such interesting, different kinds of jobs. There's thousands more jobs than we ever heard of before.
And they're becoming much more specific, aren't they? Specific within the computer industry.
If you ever want to watch a movie at the very end, you should watch all those titles and just read and see how many kinds. There's the grip holders and there's the people that do this. And I mean, you just hundreds and hundreds of names go by. Don't look at the names. Look at the jobs and think, maybe I could do one of those jobs. There's all kinds of jobs out there today, aren't there?
That's right.
And he's just a visual effects supervisor. And this is very interesting because they were working on this big movie, Madagascar. And I think a lot of us will probably see it. Do you think you plan to?
Well, I was actually on the computer this morning, and I was watching the trailers because I thought, oh, this looks like something I'd be interested in. And it does look quite cute. It's about some zoo animals who escape from the zoo, and they end up back in Africa, and learning to live in Africa rather than the zoo is quite an adventure for them.
Right, and they each have a different personality. There's a rhinoceros and different ones. And what Ethan did was great. If you want to see a movie, always go online. You can watch the trailer.
Okay, so they'll have to find out how to do that. I think a lot of people already know. But it sounds like it'd be fun.
It sounds like a cute movie. And Doris, the point that this Mr. Billenberg was making was that they were working on the two movies at the same time, but because they had the service at their disposal or able to use it right, ready and available, they didn't have to plunder or take away or steal computing power from the movie Madagascar. They were able to move ahead with it.
So if any of you are in the movie business or you're making movies, you can see what DreamWorks did. They want to use their own in-house computers. And how many do they have?
They have 1,000 of their own computers.
Right. They're going to use those at the very beginning to get things started. Then what are they going to do to finish it up?
Well, they're going to finish their production with HP's utility rendering service. So get HP to finish it up for them.
So I'm sure you get some kind of a rate chart that how much it costs for how many computers and how much an hour, and then the business people can figure out what that's going to cost them.
That's right, and I think that leads right into our next section. As we can see, time is money, and so they no longer have to spend all this time on their own computers so they can save money.
Okay, well, let's read the rest of the lesson.
Time is money. In Shark Tale, DreamWorks used 1,000 HP servers, as well as 300 of its own, to render the movie, which included a complex scene where more than 16,000 computer-animated fish swam together. The companies also established a joint marketing partnership for DreamWorks Madagascar. Gene Becker, director of utility services for HP Labs, said the rendering services doesn't help DreamWorks do better stories, but it helps them stay on schedule. And that's important with a $100 million budget. DreamWorks Animation President Patty Burke agrees. As crunch time approaches, you have to get the pixels out the door.
And, of course, getting the pixels out the door just means you have to get the movie out to the theater so people can see it.
That's right.
And so time is money. And DreamWorks used the HP servers as well as 300 of its own to render the movie. So once it's set up, once the story's and everything's done, you have to be sure that it moves, it's animated, all those little dots are filled in, and that's what we call rendering.
Well, and I think what's interesting is that we started out with Shrek 2. They used 1,000 of their own computers and 500 of HP. Now we see they're only using 300 of their own, but 1,000 of HP. And so it's very big shift in which they are giving even more over to the rendering service that HP is providing.
And a question that I kept asking myself throughout this entire article was it really that much cheaper for them to continue to rent? Because I guess they will continue to do so in the future, but it must be considerably cheaper for them to rent from HP rather than buy and invest in all of these computers.
One of the things we might see is that instead of just two movies a year, maybe they can create three because they'll have more of their own computers to use.
And we know that more complicated a picture is, like if there's a film with one or two fish in it, it doesn't take as much computer power. But if you have thousands of fish swimming in there, like they have to have in the ocean, which I think was beautiful when I saw those, then it might take 16,000 computer animated fish swimming together would take a lot more computer power.
That's exactly right, and that's what happened in the movie Shark Tale. They had to create 16,000 computer animated fish swimming together.
Right, and that's one of the reasons why DreamWorks and HP have decided to establish a joint marketing partnership so they can work more closely together in the future.
And so we talked about some of the jobs involved. Well, Gene Becker, he's the director of the utility service. And you say, who do we contact? Well, you just have to get the director for utility services, and you can find out how to rent there.
And he works for HP, and he himself said this doesn't necessarily help DreamWorks do better stories, but it does help them stay on schedule. And that's vitally important when you're working with a $100 million budget.
Well, I would say that it is very important, and hopefully DreamWorks will be able to produce better stories because they no longer have to spend all the time rendering on their own computers.
Right, and the president, a lady called Patty Burke, she agrees. She says, as crunch time approaches, you have to get the pixels out the door.
Okay, that's true. And we do have a feature. Let's have our feature, and then we'll wrap up today's program.
Dave is a new animator at DreamWorks Studios. Dave has a few questions for his supervisor about company policies.
Oh, why hello, Dave.
Hello, sir. There were a few things I wanted to ask about.
That's understandable. You haven't been working here very long, so naturally there are a few things that you want to understand.
Well, I don't understand why we rent computer service from Hewlett-Packard. DreamWorks has hundreds of their own computers developed for complicated animation rendering and production.
Ah, well, Dave, we rent computer servers from HP for many reasons. One is that HP offers the most powerful technology available.
Well, I can understand that. Hewlett-Packard is one of the leading manufacturers for powerful computers.
Another reason we rent computer servers from HP is that it gives us more time to focus on other critical areas of our animated movies. As you well know, rendering computer animated images can take a painfully long time.
You can say that again. A simple 15-second sequence can sometimes take months to animate and render.
That's right. So when we use Hewlett-Packard computers, we don't have to worry about the actual rendering. We can put more time and energy into such things as the storyline and the personalities of the characters.
That makes perfect sense.
The final reason for our renting HP servers is that when it gets down to crunch time, it provides more opportunity for progress when we need to burn the midnight oil. When we were getting close to the deadline with the last Shrek movie, those computer servers were lifesavers with helping us to finish production on time.
Well, thank you so much for the explanation. I've got some 3D features to work on. I'll be seeing you.
No problem. See you later.
Well, whether you're in computer business or movie business, time is money. And everyone who has a budget or a schedule, if they don't meet that, then it's going to cost the company more. And if they can't meet their schedules or their production times, sometimes companies even have to go out of business. So whatever you're doing, remember to make good use of your time.
That's right. And Doris, these people all have other people they answer to. And so a budget is established on the front end, and it's very important. I think as this woman, the president, Patty Burke, said, this is like the bottom line for them. They have to stay on budget and get the picture out on time.
Now, what kind of companies are involved in crunch time? What about newspapers? Do they have crunch time every day?
Every day.
Deadlines to meet, lots.
TV stations? It just seems like everybody nowadays is working on this crunch time. The last minute, just push it together. We have to get it out. Publishers on their books.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Magazines, we certainly have crunch time.
Shipping companies, trading companies.
So that's what crunch time is all about. So that's one word that's not that technical, but the technical words have to do more with the pixels and all that. You don't need to remember all those. Just remember that when you see a movie, there's quite a bit involved. You might want to remember the word rendering, because that's taking something and making a different form out of it, changing the form of it. It's a process of changing the form. Anything else that they might want to remember that anybody can think of?
I think another expression that we use a lot today is plug into something, and that just means to become involved or begin using something.
Also, at your disposal, you might have services or you might have some things at your disposal, something that you can use when you need to or want to.
And joint marketing, of course, is something that's done all over the world. Sometimes it's with other companies, sometimes joint projects with other countries. You work together, one country working with another one. We see a lot of joint things today working together, because there's so many complicated things that need to be done, and one company can't do them all. So we hope that you'll be back for another kind of lesson tomorrow in our class, and we hope that you'll be interested in the subjects and share them with your friends, because there's a lot of power in the world today, and we have to know how to use it, whether it's computer power, manpower, or whatever it is. So have a good time today using your English, and make English be a powerful force for you. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.